Y'all get ready.
Yes, you get ready.
Shout out to all my tea sippers out there. We are gathered here today to sip some tea, honey. So make sure you guys have your teacups ready because you already know this tea is what? Piping hot. Hey, you guys, happy MLK Day. I hope you guys are doing good today. So I want to come on here and spill some tea with you guys. I hope you guys are doing good today. So a lot of you guys have been asking me to do a video on the whole Ivy Park, you know what I'm saying, collaboration with Adidas and all the drama that Queen Beyonce is going through. If you guys do not know, Queen Beyonce announced a few months ago that she was doing a collaboration with Adidas. Her Ivy Park line is like it's a leisure athletic line for people who work out, people in the gym, things like that. So over the past few days, she had been sending out these packages to major celebrities like Cardi B, Reese Witherspoon, Hailey Bieber, who is Justin Bieber's wife. So she's been sending out all types of, you know, care packages and clothing packages and shoes and stuff like that.
Oh, shit, motherfuckers. So I just got home and look what I got. Bitch, Beyonce, that done gave me a closet. Let me open this. I gotta open it. I'm so fucking hype. I feel special.
So a lot of people were really excited to buy her Ivy Park wear. So when everything was finally open for the public to go buy, literally she sold out in a matter of minutes. Like every piece sold out. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people were really upset because they weren't able to get something. A lot of people were in their feelings. But now here comes the controversy, okay? So what they're saying is that basically Beyonce is being blasted for, you know, not having size inclusivity. And that's not okay. And because her line does not go up to like 4X and 6X, you know, people are even accusing her of fat shaming, saying that she only wants, you know, a certain type in her clothing. The fact that she's only going up to an extra large is insulting to bigger people. Honey, people were on Twitter going in. Y'all go ahead and check out these tweets and I'm gonna come back with the rest of my commentary. So I'm gonna go ahead and read to you guys some of these tweets. So one of the tweets say, Beyonce doing a new release for Ivy Park, but it's like, where's the plus size, sis? The next tweet says, I really got a bone to pick with that Beyonce and that Adidas for not having plus sizes in the collections when Adidas already makes plus size clothes. Then the next person says, Ashley Graham isn't a true plus size person. Her stomach is flat. Beyonce's playing in our faces. Somebody else says, none of Beyonce's clothes were sent to plus size influencers or models. The clothes stop at an extra large. If at Savage X Fenty can go up to 4XL, why can't B? And the next person says, gonna say that I'm not at all surprised that Beyonce's new clothing line doesn't feature any plus size clothing. Should have taken a leaf out of Rihanna's book about inclusivity. All right, y'all. So y'all just heard me read some of those tweets. So those were just a few of the many tweets on social media. Once again, people having fake outrage. People calling, you know, for a cancellation of Beyonce. So you guys want to know my thoughts, and my thoughts is this, okay? I feel like it's a lot of fucking fake outrage. Let's keep that real. Now, I could see certain pieces of clothing going up to a 4X or a 6X. You know, like, let's say it's like a gown, you know, because everybody likes to get dressed up and look good. So there should be, you know what I mean, clothing choices for people to get dressed up and go to the ball, right? Or go to like a classy affair, right? I could even see the whole Rihanna Fenty situation for her Savage lingerie. Because there's nothing wrong with, you know, if you're a big girl putting on some sexy lingerie, you know, looking cute, looking sexy for your man. I'm definitely feeling that, okay? So I can't understand why she goes up to a 4X. Okay, I'm about to hurt a few people's feelings, but y'all know I don't give a fuck. Let's keep it real. How many people who wear a size 4X are actually working out? I mean, it's just like, do people even use common sense anymore? If I was Beyonce, I wouldn't spend extra unneeded money, you know what I'm saying, putting together 4 and 6X fabric for athleisure wear. This is for people who work out. The average person, if you get up to a size 4 to 6X, the last thing on your mind is working out. The average person who's a size 4X, they're not working out. Like, let's stop the foolishness. I'm so tired of the I'm offended by everything train. Everything pisses me off. I'm mad. I just wake up looking to be angry about something. It's starting to get old, okay? She went up to an extra large, which I think was good. I would even appreciate if she went up to a 1X. I could even see that. Yes, I said it. Y'all can call me mean. Y'all can call me whatever you want to call me. But I got to keep it real. This is foolishness, okay? I could see a lingerie coming in. I could see lingerie coming in a size 4 to 6X. Because you really don't have to do shit. You got to sit there and look cute. You know what I'm saying? And you know, be a cam girl for guys who are obsessed with obese women. I don't know. But you don't have to do too much when you put on lingerie because it's about to come off any damn way, okay? When you're going to like a ball or, you know, somewhere fancy, yes, you want to look nice. So I understand those pieces coming in bigger pieces. But when it comes to athletics, I don't understand that. And my whole thing is this, okay? I go to the gym. And when if you ever see me at the gym, y'all be like, is that lovely tea? I look like a damn homeless person when I'm at the gym. I look crazy as hell. I'm usually wearing big ass sweats, a hoodie. You know what I'm saying? Like all my sweat shit comes from Walmart. My sweatpants are about $5. The top's another $5. $10 total. I'm not spending $80 plus to $100 to put on some fancy athletic wear just to go work out. So the whole Ivy Park thing wasn't necessarily for me anyways. You know, I'll get the shoes. Y'all know I like a nice shoe, okay? I'll wear some, you know, some Adidas shoes and all that stuff. As far as spending extra money to just go work out in and to get it dirty and sweat it up, I've never really been into athleisure wear. That's just not my cup of tea. I'd rather just put on a sweat outfit and go to the gym. Stop with the fake outrage, people. If you're upset that she didn't make your size of athleisure wear, maybe you can support her shoes. But if you honestly want to lose weight and work out, it shouldn't take Beyonce to spark that in you. You can go to Walmart, get a 4X sweat outfit, and then go start working out. Her athleisure size not being big enough, to me, is an oxymoron. This is athleisure wear. This is workout wear. And people who are that big tend to not be in the gym working out. That's probably why Beyonce decided not to waste her time and money making size 4X athleisure wear, okay? And for people saying, well, Adidas already has, you know, 4X, you know, sweat outfits and stuff like that. That's fine. That's Adidas's solo brand. This is Beyonce's brand with Adidas. So basically, Beyonce's running the show, okay? And that's what she wanted. She has the right to decide what sizes will be allowed in her clothing brand. You'll never see somebody petite go to Lane Bryant and then get mad and be upset that there's no size, you know, 4 or 6. Like, it just doesn't make sense. People, you know, clothing companies and clothing brands have the right to determine the size that they want to have. Just like with Victoria's Secret, they cater more to smaller women, but they've gotten better over the years by bringing in, you know, bigger size inclusivity. But Rihanna definitely did the right thing when she came out with her line. She made sure, you know what I'm saying, to have a line that represented the big girls as well. So that's my opinion on the situation. Y'all can get mad. Y'all can call me mean, but I'm just keeping it real. I go to the gym and I don't see a whole bunch of 4X and 6X people in there working out, okay? Now, with that being said, okay, we're not going to act like, you know, people who are in the 4 and 6Xs don't work out. But like I said, it's very far and few between. But I wanted to bring up a point that there was a lady named Anna O'Brien a few years ago. She went viral because she decided that she wanted to lose the weight. And so she was walking around trying to get exercise. And of course, the trolls started clowning her. But she was able to find athleisure wear in her size, but it was very hard. And then she became the face of a new athleisure company called BCG. So there is athleisure wear out there for people of bigger sizes, for obese people. They do have athleisure wear. You just have to look for it. Okay. I don't feel like Beyonce should be the one to spark the change if you want to get healthy, if you want to get in the gym. Do that because you want to. Don't do it just because you want to go and floss your latest Ivy Park clothing line. Athleisure wear is about working out, staying healthy, you know, basically promoting a certain lifestyle. Like I said, to me, the gym is not a fashion show. Give me a Walmart outfit and I'm good to go, okay? But if you are interested in getting some athleisure wear that's your size, I suggest you check out BCG and other plus size clothing options out there on the net. It makes no sense to sit up all day and troll and be upset and want to cancel Beyonce because Ivy Park didn't have your size. So I want to go ahead and point this out and share this story that there are some, you know, plus size people that you'll see out there working out. So anyways, y'all, let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Go ahead and leave a comment. Let me Let me know your thoughts on this entire crazy situation. Once again, concerning all of this outrage on Beyonce's clothing line not having size inclusivity and people accusing her of fat shaming, people accusing her of, you know, not wanting to cater to plus size people because she didn't use any real plus size models. Even though she sent some stuff to Ashley Graham, that wasn't good enough for people. People felt like, you know what? Ashley Graham has a cute shape for being a big girl. She doesn't count because she has a flat stomach. It's like you can't win with people. You know what I'm saying? So at this point, just let the fake outrage people be mad in the corner for a day or two. They'll get over it, and then they'll be back to, you know what I'm saying, trying to find something else to be mad at, okay? So anyways, y'all, let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Go ahead and leave a comment. Let me know your thoughts on this entire crazy situation. Once again, concerning Beyonce's Ivy Park Adidas collaboration and all the controversy with the sizes. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up. Most importantly, don't forget to hit that notification bell so that we can be done with the notification squad. So let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Go ahead and leave a comment. All right. Deuces.